And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I'd like to read something to you from a book called The Imitation of Christ, written by Thomas A. Kempis. It's the most widely read devotional book in the history of the West. The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. No one's quite sure who wrote it, but it's thought that it probably was a man named Thomas A. Kempis. And this was, it was over 500 years ago. Listen to the beginning of the book. Of the imitation of Christ and of contempt of the world and all its vanities. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, says the Lord. These are the words of Christ. They teach us how far we must imitate his life and character if we seek true illumination and deliverance from all blindness of heart. Let it be our most earnest study, therefore, to dwell upon the life of Christ. His teachings I'm reading from The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. His teaching, in other words, Christ's teaching, surpass all teaching of holy men and such as have his spirit find therein the hidden manna. But there are many who, though they frequently hear the gospel, yet feel but little longing after it because they have not the mind of Christ. The person, therefore, that would fully and with true wisdom understand the words of Christ, let that person strive to conform his whole life to that mind of Christ. I've been reading from The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Now, this is what I find the most interesting, this sentence right here. Christ's teaching surpasses all teaching of holy men, and such as have his spirit find therein the hidden manna. Such as have his spirit. Christ said, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. See, you have to have the spirit. It's not enough just to read. So I think that's very profound right there, to have his spirit. Now, let's talk about that. What does that mean? Well, what it means is that, you see, what most people have, I'm sorry to say, is they have the spirit of the world. They have acquired the spirit of the world. And it then determines what they do and what they think and how they act and where they go. It gets in little at a time. We all start off as little children full of life and zest and spontaneous and happy and carefree. And the years go by, and then we find ourselves our mind is a dungeon of despair, and our life is a mess, and things are not quite working out. No matter how much money you have, okay, no matter how much applause you get from other people, something is missing. Well, what is missing is that, you see, we were made for, St. Augustine said it so beautifully, and I can never remember how to quote it quite perfectly. I should write it down. He said something like, we were made for thee, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until we find rest in thee. See, we were made for God. We were put upon this beautiful earth, this fabulous creation, filled with butterflies and deer and clouds and beautiful pebbles and flowers and all the wonderful things around us and science and math. It's like greater than anything you could ever possibly imagine. And there's no end to the intricacy and the wonderful things that you can discover. That's what we were put here. And in everything, we would be reminded of God. Math and science remind us of his laws and the butterfly of his sweetness and his creativity and the rich fruit and vegetables of his goodness and the endlessness of the stars of his breath and his infinite domain and of his eternity. See? And we would be filled with awe and wonder, just like little children, we would be filled with awe and wonder. And as we grew to know more and more of his creation, we would love him and respect him and honor him and be filled with love for him more and more. But something has gone wrong. And so I'm going to talk about what has gone wrong. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. I began by reading a selection from The Imitation of Christ, the most widely read devotional book in the history of the West. And Thomas A. Kempis says in his book, we must have the mind of Christ, the spirit of Christ, so that we can understand. Otherwise, it's all just words, nothing but words and words and pages and printed little inky letters upon pages and pixeled images on a screen. It's all it is. And vibrations in the air from people talking. That's all it is. It's the spirit that gives life. Okay? And I said that most people have the spirit of the world. Instead of the spirit of Christ, they have the spirit of the world. It gets a hold of them, and then it won't let them free, okay? So I would like to talk about what has gone wrong in a lot of people's lives in very simple terms so that you can understand, okay? And I will begin by saying this, which I was thinking about this morning as I was sitting at Starbucks doing a little bit of writing. I realize that whoever you submit to becomes the source of your motivation, development, and identity. To whom you submit, let me put it a different way, to whom you submit, whoever you submit or whatever you submit to becomes the source of your motivation, development, and identity. Your motivation, your inspiration, support, love, development, and identity. Can you see that? Can you see how the human soul, see, the human soul grows endlessly, and the human soul needs something to stand next to be a part of, to get its love from, its life from, its identity from, its source of development from, its motivation from. Okay? And when we're little children, of course, we get our sources from the world. We grow as little egos. We imitate other egos, other kids, perhaps a parent, someone that we admire, basketball player, entertainment star. Okay, well, that's perfectly natural. But then as we continue to grow then, Eventually, our source is a spirit. See, your source ultimately is a spiritual source because your soul is spiritual. You're a soul in a body. Yes, you have a body, but your inner person is your soul. And so your source is spiritual. So let me repeat again. Whoever you submit to. See, whoever you submit to becomes the source of your motivation, development, and identity, and love, okay, and inspiration. It becomes your everything, and from it then you grow, and to become like it you grow. So now I've laid some groundwork, and we're talking about why you have lost awe and wonder and joy, and why you feel like God is far away, and a beautiful values and the beautiful ideals that you once cherished now are just so many words, okay? Which you pay lip service to. What has happened? What has happened? Well, I would like to share with you something that is very, very important. Maybe one of the most important things that you've ever heard, okay? I'm going to share with you the key, the reason why you have fallen. And when you see what it is, then you can stop doing it and regain what you once had when you were a little child. But now I want to take a couple of minutes to, well, to tell you about this program and who I am and why I'm here. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmares, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Program is called Shedding Shackles, and here I am some 28 years later, still talking about the same things I used to, but just saying things better than I did then, okay? The older I get, the better I get. So now I want to share with you what I had alluded to earlier before the break. I said I was going to share something with you that could be the most important thing that you've ever heard, okay? But I just want to mention that I hope you don't mind, and those of you who listen to my program all the time, I hope you don't mind if I play that 3, 4, 5 minute little spot there that talks about my program and how I got started, because I think it's helpful to people that are new listeners, or who just hear the program for the first time. It's helpful for them to kind of have a little idea of where I'm coming from, okay? And so that's why I have that. Now, let's talk about the most important thing that you may ever hear. Before our break, I said to you that to whoever you submit, or who you submit to, then becomes the basis of your development and the source of your love and motivation and identity, okay? Now, and that's because the soul is a spirit, and your soul needs some kind of support. Let me put it to you another way, and this is what is the most important thing, perhaps, of this 28 minutes that I'm with you here. When you resent someone, that's right, when you resent someone, this resentment is a submission. You are submitting to them. Why? Because you are defecting from conscience, from what you know in your heart, from principle, from patience, from what is right, from love, from God. And you're doing a forbidden thing. You're hating another person. And so you are disobeying your conscience and obeying what is operating through the other person who you are hating, who you are resenting and judging. So now do you see the deep meaning in what Christ said? When they asked him what's the most important law, he said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. But when you resent someone, you're not loving them, you're hating them. You're defecting from love. You cannot love and hate at the same time. Resentment is a little pinch of judgment. And so, in order to have your judgment, you feel the resentment. See? You feel the resentment. The resentment. And you are submitting. What you are doing is literally submitting. You're disobeying the command of God, and you're submitting to something else. And you're submitting to the principality that is tempting you to resent, that's tempting you to judge, that's tempting you to have contempt, that's tempting you to become angry. You see how that works? And it operates through people. Something in the other person wants you to hate it. It wants you to resent and hate, because it knows, therefore, you're breaking away from conscience and disobeying conscience and God's law and Christ's law, and obeying it because it wants you to hate. And it's using the other person. That's why you mustn't hate the other person. You must learn to stand back and not resent. And now you must see that that's the case. And now you understand why you must let go of resentment and start to give it up. Give up resentment. Be patient with others, overlook their faults, make allowances for others, and save your soul. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. And I just wanted to tell you that I have a lot of resources. So if you enjoy this program, then go to my website, SheddingShackles.com. I've got over 800 video lectures. I've written a lot of books, and so there are a lot of resources for you, okay? I used to have little get-togethers when I had my radio program in the San Francisco Bay Area. We used to get together. I would rent a little space, and we would meet. You know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people would get together, and I'm hoping I might be able to do that this year with you folks, all the wonderful listeners in the Inland Empire. If you have an interest in such a thing, then send me a little email. Yes, if you'll permit me to reminisce for just a couple of minutes here. I remember when I began, this was 28 years ago, in San Francisco on KEST Radio. KEST had a very large personal growth, they call it personal growth segment. They had a lot of programs about personal growth and psychology and about meditation and herbs and vitamins and yoga and all kinds of, you know, fun and interesting things, a kind of alternative, okay? A little something different than the usual what you get on talk radio, okay? And so I was there. And at the beginning, I was lucky enough to have some airtime in the middle of the day. I think 11:30, I think I had 3 days a week at 11:30 in the morning. Well, that's a really good time. And back then, a lot of more people listened to AM radio than now. Okay, and I had enough listeners that were interested in having you could call it a seminar or a meeting or something like that. Okay, and so I had some, and it was a lot of fun. Okay, people came. Let's say 10, 12 people came, and we talked. I talked about the same things that I'm talking about here, except it's a lot more fun because I can go in more depth. Plus, people can ask questions and comment and talk about that and relate and share. Okay, people can share. Okay, and it was very nice. So I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that again, but I thought, well, let's at least mention it. Okay, at least mention it. That's why I gave out my email address. You can email me and say, yeah, I'd be interested in something like that. Then I can start exploring to see, you know, where I could find a little place. A nice little place that we could meet, and like that, okay? So, and of course, it's free. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. Just a fun little get-together. So now, I was talking about resentment, and I was saying that when you resent someone, what you are doing is you are submitting. Remember Christ said, no man can serve two masters. No person can serve two masters. You either serve the one or the other. You love the one and hate the other. You can't ride two horses at the same time. Okay? So, you see, the human being, we're supposed to take our identity from the Creator, from God. Okay? Because He's our parent spirit. He's your closest relative. God is your closest relative. He's the one that made you. He made you to enjoy His great and wonderful creation and to receive His love and to love Him. Okay? And what could be sweeter than that? Nothing. And as you grew to know Him and to love Him, then you would be bonded ever more closely in love to Him, and His love, and His life, and His identity, and His motivation, and His support, see, would then become a creature totally dependent upon Him. Okay? So then you would be in the world, but not of the world. Yes, you could still be a mom, and a dad, and a brother, and a sister, and a co-worker, and you could still be all of that. But you would have something special. So you would have both. It would be the best of both worlds. You would walk by the light of two suns. You would have the best of both worlds. Okay? And the friendship of God. And what could be more wonderful than that? But something has gone wrong. Okay? So what I'm giving you is the key. The key to understand what has gone wrong. So you have to understand that people around you are tempted. They have fallen. Your parents, your mom who yelled at you or who nagged you or who hated her, your father, or your dad who wasn't there for you, or your other kids that were cruel. See, it had been done to them. They fell. See, and they never found their way back. And so So then they became in the image of the world. They became separated from conscience, separated from their parents' spirit, separated from intuition and life from within, and then they became totally dependent upon the world, and they became worldly, see, and empty and felt unloved, and they reached out to the world for even more love. And the more love they reached for from the world, the more they began to change. They began to grow in the image of what they were reaching for. And the way it begins for a lot of us is by resenting. Resenting your dad for not being there for you, your mom for nagging you, other kids for being cruel. See? So resentment. When you resent, you're crossing a metaphysical line. A metaphysical line in the sand. You're crossing it. And you're going over to the other side, see? So what I was saying is that people have been tempted. They're being operated through. That's why you mustn't hate the person. Realize that something, that there's programming operating through them. See, they're doing what they were programmed to do. Or they're doing what, they don't know how to stop themselves. Or there's something operating through them that's not even them. And when you see that clearly, then you won't hate them anymore. You won't resent them. Okay? It's very important. So understand now that this little thing of resentment is doing what the spirit of the world wanted you to do. The spirit that was operating through them, that hurt them and ruined them and destroyed their lives, it wants to do the same to you. But don't let it happen. Stand back and don't resent, okay? That thereby, you will save your soul. Please check out all the resources that I have at SheddingShackles.com. Over 800 video lectures on many topics like this. If you want to email me, send an email to SheddingShackles@yahoo.com. That's SheddingShackles@yahoo.com. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.